Zip Vault, and I am one of the four co-chairs for the sesquicentennial celebration. We have Mary Reynolds and Jessica Brown Miller and Linda Moaning over here.
Mayrose.
Lord. That's how far back we go around here. But anyway, we've been working hard. We're glad that it's finally here and events are starting to happen. But so this evening we're going to be installing things into our time capsule. Hope you had a chance to come around and look at all of this good things that have been donated here. Notice this is our third one. Back in the century, they buried one. So in another 50 years, that'll be opened up. Another 25 years, and then another 25 years. And I'm just thinking it'd be kind of interesting. 50 years from now, there'll be somebody here that will be when this one's opened up, and they'll be here when the second one and the third one. That would be totally fascinating to be able to open up all three of those and see what all everybody put in from those times. I was kind of wishing back when they had the 50th anniversary, they would have buried something back then, and we could be opening it up now. It just seems kind of a good idea to put things in when you think of 25 years, when you think of your technology and the things that have changed in 25 years. It doesn't seem that long, but when you think about all the changes, it's kind of dramatic already. So want to say thank you to all the people that have donated, some of the different groups, a lot of local artists, families, banks, clubs, community band, the library, churches, Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor, KLEM Radio, the museum, Plymouth County Fair. We have different businesses around town have donated things, individuals, service organizations, Galen and Community Schools, the Hospital, Good Samaritan Society, the Fire Department, the Police Department, Community Theater, the Golf Course, Willow Creek Golf Course, and the Daily Sentinel. Those are pretty much the people that have donated things, so if you had a chance to look at them, you can see them here. We got some original artwork that's going in. I want to especially thank Joel and Nikki for their sponsorship of this, and I'll ask Joel to come up and he can kind of give a little bit of why he got involved in this.
Thanks, Rich. Well, thanks everyone for coming and for all the fantastic things that people brought to put in the time capsule. My folks back in 1967, for those of the generation that remembers the Lucan Funeral Home that was on the north end of Central, bought the funeral home then. And a couple years later, the centennial came around, so they donated the first time capsule. And of course, when the 125th came around, I had to do the next one. And I'm sure this is the only one I'm going to get to do in my career, and I'm a little skeptical about being around when this one gets opened up. So probably won't see the fruition of any of it, but we're honored to be able to do this for the community. I know my folks love this town, and my wife and I, of course, are a little biased since we were born and raised here, and we appreciate all the support. Thanks.
Thank you again. Yeah, some of the items, looking through these, there's some kind of unique items in here mentioned. There are some family photos people put in. We have a recipe for sweet pickles, I believe, like that put in there. We have some original artwork, some couple of books. Interesting, if you want to get buried along with it, there is a bottle of Jack Daniels that's going in it, and a bottle of wine. We got some letters people wrote to the people 100 years from now. There's some real estate information in there about our prices of our homes and stuff. Well, that will be fascinating in 100 years to see what that looks like. We have some music CDs that were put in and newspapers. We have the newspapers for this week are going to go into the time capsule. And, there's a pair of handcuffs over here that the police department donated. And they did put in the keys, so I think we're okay with that. Again, want to say thank you to Joel and Nikki for their sponsorship, for all of the people that have donated things to go in here. And at this stage, we will kind of wrap this up, and we're going to be loading up the vault and sealing it up and dropping it in the ground tonight. So if you have to take a last look, come on up and take a look. If not, hopefully the ice cream will open up here shortly and you can get settled in for the band concert. Again, thank you all for coming out. Next event tomorrow evening for the sesquicentennial, we will be revealing, although it's already been revealed, but if you want to see the mural that was painted specifically for our sesquicentennial, it's over in the on the Frontier Communications building in the parking lot there across from Prime Bank. So that's been up, and tomorrow night after the Prime Bank Ice Cream Social, where the Notables bands will be playing. If you want to come out and hear some good old big band music, and then we will be unveiling the mural. So come on out tomorrow night and take advantage of that.
Beard contest.
Oh, and been reminded that there will be a beard contest. The results will be announced tomorrow night during the contest. I said the only category I'm going to win is I've got the best beard among the four co-chairs, I think. So I think I might win that one. There's some competition, but I think I may pull it off. So, all right, well, thank you all again for coming out, and we'll see you around with Ice Cream Days and as well as the Susquehanna Centennial events. Thanks again.